So, Father, we thank and praise you this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to know that we can have freedom. It's just what this country is all about, too. People are trying to steal our freedoms in this country with some of their political ring-rangs and change the Constitution and all that. Father, you have given us a perfect document, the Bible. And you also give us a good document to guide our political lives with, the Constitution. We're always going to be in temptation about all kind of crazy stuff. But we know that we can be free from all of that. And you say, preacher, well, you know, just as I am, yeah, just as you are. You can have that grace and that love and freedom. You probably already got it, but sometimes you let the world creep in and cloud your memories and different things that just kind of bug you a little bit. The Bible says that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We are all sinners saved by grace. And it's a simple word that you just say, Lord, back in the place where I call a quiet place, that you can come and talk to Jesus. That's what the Holy Spirit's for. To minister your spirit and cry out, oh dear Jesus, help me. And he will be faithful to do just that. Accept the forgiveness in your own life. That forgiveness will set you free. And when you forgive yourself, you're able to forgive others very easily. That doesn't mean that you just forgive them for what they did or what they didn't do, but you know, you have that. And we're all sinners, and God looks upon us, and he says that we're sinners. And he don't really like what we do sometimes, but he's able to forgive. So we might not like what other people have done to us, all the hurt and the pain, but we can forgive them because Christ has forgiven us. And I can almost tell you that sometimes that relationship that got broken or so forth comes back stronger and stronger and stronger, because we learn to live with one another and have God at the center of our life. If you've never accepted Christ, just say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know that people say this about you, and if it's true, I want you to come into my life and be Lord over it. It's a simple gift for simple people. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes we've been Christians all of our lives, and we just need a fresh anointing. We need a fresh cleansing to be able to not only help ourselves, but to help others. Looking for a church home, this little church is a special little church. 1834, people have been coming to this little church and shouting Methodist in years past and singing Methodist. And there's a lot of, not only a lot of history here, but a lot of grace, a lot of people who are willing to help one another in their faith. And we give you glory this morning. In Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen.